USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives Monday passed a standalone bill that would raise the direct payment amounts distributed to American households under new COVID-19 relief legislation to $2,000 from $600. The measure was approved 275 to 134. It has been sent to the Senate for approval. An unidentified Treasury Department official is reporting the government was planning to deliver stimulus payments to direct deposit accounts by the end of the week. For the first time in his presidency, the House voted Monday to override President Trump's veto of the NDAA defense bill. The House voted 322 to 87. It now moves to the Senate, which also needs to gather two-thirds support in order for Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act to be overridden. Columbus, Ohio police officer Adam Coy was fired on Monday after body cam footage showed him fatally shooting 47-year-old Andre Hill, who was holding a cell phone. The officer then refused to administer first aid for several minutes after the shooting. USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.